Parsha brings about where Lot and Avram had some kind of Isha got a cattle. Hayaruchusham Rav, they couldn't stay in the same place, and there were problems. Vayiriv, it was an argument, the Machokis, Bein Roe Mikne Avram, Bein Roe Mikne Lot, between the two camps, the shepherds of Avram, the shepherds of Lot, the Aknanim, the Prizi, Oz Baretz, and they were inhabiting the land, the Aknanim and the Prizi. Says Rashi, what's this rival about? What happened? What's the background? What's the story over here? Says Rashi, Vahi Riv, there was a Riv, Rafisha Hayu, Roav Shalot Rishom. They were Mamish Rishom, these Roam, these shepherds of Lot were Rishom, evil people, Umarim Behemtam, Besaros Achirim, and they tend to graze there, allowed their animals to graze in other people's fields, so they didn't care about other people's land, their Mammon, Gazlanim, Rishom. V'roe Avram mochichim osmal gesel. The shepherds of Avram were given in tochacha and instructing them, you can't do this, gazela, how can you do this? Rebuking them, be mochiach them. Heim omrim nos noris Avram. They said, listen, what are you talking about? The land is given to Avram. That was, they knew about all the Hashem's master plan. The land was being given to Avram. V'roe in yorish, he has no yorish. V'roe ben achiv yorsho. And Lot, our boss, right, his nephew, is going to be Morish, and that's the rules of Hilchas Yerusha. There's no children, there's no other people, whatever. So eventually the nephew can get the piece of land, get the Yerusha. But he's a Gezel, it's not Gezel. Like Kosov Omer, like Nani Rapriz, they were sitting in the land then. But Zocha boy, Avram may die. It was still premature. Avram was not Zochatu yet. It was down the road. He would get it, but he didn't get it yet. As indicated by the fact that Canaanite priests were still living in the land, that was their response. So Chora both said, just very mudna, very simply mudna, right? Chora, right? There's a machokas, right? There's a machokas in halach over here, machokas aposkim, gedoli ador. I can call them that, right? There were big people who had a machokas, right? They have a shaila. What do you do in a situation where we know Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan is supposed to all be given to Avram in this case, a certain individual? And we're his Yarshim, we're supposed to get his Yarshim, but you know, the other people are still there right now, it didn't happen yet, it wasn't actually given physically, whatever the exact lumnus of Machokas was, it's not relevant, I don't know myself, I'm not sure myself. This is Machokas, what do you do in that case? So the Roe Goat said that this belongs to us, we have a right to take it because it's Avram's. He's not there yet, but it's still his, whatever the exact lumnus was, and therefore they're entitled to it. The Roe Avram, and therefore we're tzaddikim, we're good people. And the Roam of Avram said, excuse me, that's down the road, but it's not now. That's still to happen later on. Well, Zochaboy, Avram may die. Avram was not Zochan, so they have no right to take it. So they called them Gazlanim. And they said, well, no, we're Sadiqim, we're fine, we're good people. But Lamaisa Rashi does say, I mean, it seems that it says, Ufishai Rov Shalot Risham. They were Risham. They were Risham. So how can you call them Risham? They might have been wrong. They might have paskin wrong, that could be true. I'm not saying they're right, but there was machokas here. They had a very good defense. You call a guy Russian because you can call him krum, you can call him he's misguided, he has a wrong havana, he's not a big Talmud Chacham. You can't call him a Russia, right? The guy has a legitimate taina. Whether it's really legitimate al pi halach or not is irrelevant. The guy be hokas Russia. He's not called a Russia. Why is he called a Russia? He's not a Russia. He's a good guy. Alamai, he paskin wrong. A guy, Hagabasma, a guy thinks that you can steal from a guy, right? Guess what guy is Usher? Right? He thinks you can steal from a guy. And he steals from a guy. Well, he's a Rush, he's not a Rush, he's a good guy. Oh my, he might be an Amoris scummer, he might be a Bur Deraisa, but he's not a Rush, he's not an evil person. So why is Rashi call him Rom Shalot, Rom Shalot, Risham, the Imam Shisham? So Rabbi said, we see it's just important to keep machazik ourselves. This is a basic yesod in Musar. In Kolchas HaNefesh, in Chochmas HaMusar, the pshat is because Rashi says, because it's Pashut, Rashi says, I can swear these people were Risham. Chazal knew they were Risham. Because when a person, because at least in this situation, doesn't always happen every time, but at least in this situation, when a person, if these people, if the Roe Lot can go ahead and say such a svara, it could only be, I guess maybe it wasn't such a strong svara, it's hard to know exactly, but there was a svara, they were convinced of it. The Roe Lot were convinced of it. I don't think the Pasuk and the Rashi would talk about what their shita was if they weren't, if it was just lip service. They, mamish, felt they have a right to it because it belongs to Avram. It's Avram's Yerusha to them. They were convinced of it. But l'maisa they're rishon, because how could they convince themselves of it if they had a concern, if a person has a recognition, appreciation of what it means to respect someone else's nechasim, someone else's property, and to be concerned, and to be concerned hilchas gzeilim, to be aware, and to be scared, and not to, I don't want to steal, I'm a good guy, I'm a tzaddik, I'm not a rasha. If they would have been a tzaddik, they would have seen through it. They wouldn't have, right now the mom is swearing that this is mine, it's, I have a good svara, it's a good halacha, and that's the psak, and it belongs to me, and I'm a Yerosh Avram, it belongs to Avram, Hashem gave it to Avram, all the svaras in the world, great svaras from their perspective. But if it wasn't for the fact that they had their negiah, or they had in this situation their lack of yirah shamayim, your appreciation of gezeila, what it means to see, a lack of appreciation of someone else's, what it means someone else's property, they would have seen clearly. They would have had a whole different psak. So a person's negiah is a person's blindness, a person's feelings or lack of concern and dikta gamitz in certain areas can cause a person to makadish svara. He's mamish called the Russia. He's mamish called the Russia. How can you think that? Well, you're a Russia. What do you mean I'm a Russia? This is a good svara. And I believe in it. I'll fight to the end to show how my svara is good. That's what it means, Rabosa. We can't, you know, that's what we always need. Chazal, with our Moriderach, our Gedolim, our Rabbanim, our Rabbeim, you know, to help guide us, to paskin for us. I always say over here, certain person in the community, I remember all the time, he asked me, he asked other people, he asked, you would say the craziest shilas, the most simple shilas. He just doesn't trust himself. He knows. He heard this chazal, he heard the shmuz, right? You're in the million other shmuz like it. You can't trust him, because if you have a shtickle negiah, you tell stories about various gedolim when it comes to hilchas mamaris in terms of certain roshivas or in terms of mamaris yeshiva, it's so medactic in terms of their involvement in the usage of mum and hekdish because they were so concerned. Elamai is a pasha shayla, but they're not going to pass for themselves. They ask someone else. Because you can't pass for yourself. You can't because it's shayach that you can be so convinced it's right. But nevertheless, you're so far from the truth. Your mom is called the Russia. Because, and it's because you have that negiah, because you have that taiva, whatever the case will be. Something is there is stopping you from seeing the truth. And we can be so convinced, but we're so dead wrong. We're mamish rishon. In a similar vein, Rabbi Osai, the Alter says, the Alter in our Safan talks about the other story over here. Melech Hadom, there was the war, right? First the four and against the five, and the four won. Sodom won. Then Avram came to save Lot, to rescue Lot. Hasolos Tefash, Pidyon Shvuyim, and they had a conversation. So obviously we know the story that Avram won the war, and so Melchizedek comes to him and says, tell me a nefesh, give me the nefesh, give me all the people, aruchush kachoch, you can take the ruchush. Take the property, it's all yours, the money is all yours. Yom Avram Melchizedek, harimos yadav Hashem kel elyon, I pick up my hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Man Boretz, I'm sorry the rest of the pasuk that I didn't copy it over, but basically, you know, he took an oath, shuah, the right, Rashi says, shvuah, asin shvuah, merim ani es yadav kel elyon, I pick up, I take the shvuah, right, and I shouldn't take. If I take anything, I'm over on the shvuah. I will not take anything, not even not just kesef ezav, but not even imichut vatsroch now. If I even take a shugais, I take a shugais. It's against my shvuah, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will take care of me. He took a shvuah not to take even a shugais. So it says that he wants to protect himself, make sure he doesn't take anything. So the Alter says, he says, listen, this person Avram Avinu was entitled because of hilchas warfare. He's entitled to the spoils of war. He had a legitimate mochama, you know, and he was doing it shem shemayim because they took Lot. It wasn't proper, whatever. So he was allowed to wage war against them. He won the war. He has all the spoils of war. He has everything. So he's allowed to take it. There's no halacha misalcha. There's no problem. Apidin, he's allowed to keep all the spoils. I'm not sure if the people in the world nowadays understand that with Israel and the Arabs, that's different. That's politics. That's anti-Semitism. But in terms of normally the rules, the world accepts the rules of war, that you have to take it. Elamai, Avraham Avinu had his Gefnim Mishur Sedin. He felt, like he says, V'ro Samar, Ani Ashati as Avram. The Pasuk says, next page, I'm sorry, that he didn't want people to say, or he didn't want, Melch Zdom to say that I was the one that made Avram into a wealthy person, which was B'chal ridiculous, tiny, because he had a lot of money before, and also whatever, but he had his cheshbonos. He didn't want, you know, Sdom Melchizedek to feel that, you know, he is the one, he gets all the credit, thank you, Sdom. He said, no shaykh is him, so I don't take any money, I have enough without you, he didn't want it. Felt his level of bitachon, felt his level of kiddush shem shemayim, whatever the exact nekuda was, that's what he felt. Listen to Mishur Shadin, that's what the author says, it wasn't, he was allowed to keep it, Elamai, so he's concerned. But what happens? So normally speaking, okay, listen, I'm being a super tzaddik and I'm doing all that. So very nice. I go ahead and I'm kabbalah upon myself. And I really want to do it. No one asked him to do this, but he felt strongly, morally speaking, it was the right thing to do for a person in his madrega, in this situation, to go to Mekadeshem Shemayim and his betochen, to feel that, you know, I don't want anybody to say they shouldn't be misguided, think this Melech Sodom is my benefactor. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. That's what he felt was the right thing to do. Okay, so he feels the right thing to do. And Avraham Avinu was not a simpleton, right? He's a big man. He's a man of... He stands strong in his resolve. What he feels is right. You know, his sitkis is 100%. He's not a person who's just a wimp. You know, he's a strong person. And you expect him, he can keep his, you know, he made, it was fakir, it was his own initiative. It wasn't being forced to go ahead and make this agreement, so to speak, to give up. He wanted to live up to what he felt this was appropriate. He made a cheshvin on nefesh. He said, he paskin for himself, this is the right thing for me to do. So what happens? But he's a nervous person, Avraham. Let me take a shvua to make sure that I don't fall prey to my Yetzirah, because who knows, down the road, I'm very strongly convinced right now, but you know, there's Yetzirah out there. People like money. I probably like money also. Everyone has a shtickle, at least a shtickle tshuka for money, a shtickle taiva some mammon. So he felt that he would go ahead and change his mind. He might take a shugais. He might take silver, gold, or little small things. Both say nachamol. What does he need the shvua for? You know, you were so convinced, you were self-motivated to go ahead and make sure that you don't take anything. You're not going to take a penny, and you're a wealthy person. You don't need the money. That's, you know, I don't know if that was part of the cheshbon, but he didn't need it. And so he wanted to make Hashem Shammai. He wanted to make sure that no one will say, I need a shati Avraham. So you have to take a shvua. I mean, a shvua the rice he's taking. Not just, I'm a little, you know, okay, I'll try to be very careful. Of course he was very careful. Be very careful. Both say, Nachmar, both say, you can't, the Yetzirah is so powerful, we can't, as strong as we feel about it, when it's your initiative, and you're the one that's, no one's forcing you, it's not under pressure, but you yourself feel, this is the right thing for me to do, and you're not Avraham Avinu, you're not a little guy, you're Avraham Avinu. He could not trust himself. He had to take a shvua to protect him, make sure, tumber, down the road, my Yetzirah will become a little stronger, and I'll feel, and I won't see things clearly as much, and the Yetzirah will cloud my vision, and he'll show me the beauty of what it means to take a shoelace, you know, how gewaltig it is. The shoelace, not just the gold. We're talking about he's afraid of a shoelace. The attraction, the lure, the attraction of a shoelace might tempt him to go ahead and forget everything and say, okay, I'm going to take a shoelace. Okay, it's not so much, obviously, maybe there's more room for rationalization, but Lamais, it's a shoelace. What happened to your big Kiddush Hashem, your betochen, all your concerns about Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Yeshat Yisafram? What happened to all that? Forget about it, finish that the window. I want that shoelace. He has to make sure he recognizes, but he recognizes. He recognized his potential for weakness. And he said, I'm taking a shvua d'oraisa to ensure, to make sure I don't want to fall prey to my Yetzirah. Because this is the kochos of the Yetzirah, the kochos of a taiva, of a negia, of a desire, something which can cloud a person's vision. As the first chazal, we saw that the person can mamish think that he's a tzaddik, he's doing everything right, he's mamish a rasha. He's a rasha, but he has blinded because of his yetzirah, because of his taivas. Over here also, he was afraid he couldn't go ahead and leave it without a shul, because who knows what might happen tomorrow. His resolve, his yetzirah might be different, it might be stronger, might see things differently, and he had to protect himself.